You're listening to Road Dogg Trucking Radio's Road Dogg Live with host KC Phillips.
We are back. Hey, welcome back into Road Dogg Live. KC with you, and I'm hanging out with Tim Norland, Vice President of Driver Employment. So we have been skirting the topic you wanted to talk about, and so let's get into this real quickly. Right now, we're in a pretty interesting environment for drivers, and miles are down.
Mile counts right now.
And you had sent me a message earlier saying you wanted to talk about HHG miles, practical miles, address to address. So what are you thinking with regard to keeping guys afloat these days?
Well, you know, my big thing, wherever I've been in this industry, and I've been in it a long time, is to educate drivers on how companies pay them. Because it's easy to throw up a flashy cents per mile. Well, what's my basis for those miles? You know, how are you paying me? How are those miles calculated? And to this day, it amazes me how many drivers don't know how their miles are calculated. I see the complaints. Holy cow, I drove a whole lot more miles than I got paid for. Well, you need to understand what your basis for miles is. You know, we've got HHG, which is the household goods. It is the shortest distance from city center to city center,
right,
and not necessarily a truck route. You know, there might be some goat trails that, you know, we've seen the pictures. You don't want to go down.
Yeah.
But then there's, you know, there's Rand McNally PC Miler that's a little bit better. Then there's practical route miles, but those practical route miles are still city center to city center. They're based off zip code. If you're going to get paid, get practical route versus short route, because there's probably 8 to 10% more miles there. But if you really want to make sure you're getting paid for most of the miles that you're driving, make sure your carrier is paying address to address. Now, I say that because there's only a handful of carriers that are doing that I know of, and one of them sitting right here. Yeah. You know, that was a huge...
You're stacking the deck, Norland.
I know it.
Come on, man.
That was a huge project for us a few years back, was establishing how do we... Because all the mileage basis was zip code city center to city center. How do we factor this in? Well, geez. You get on Google and you put your address, your directions in, and it'll take you point to point and tell you exactly how many miles. So we built our own software to do that.
Wow!
But it's huge. I mean, we educated our drivers to show them what a difference that makes. I mean, you think of a zip code in Chicago, that could be a huge geographic area. And if you're coming from the south and you're delivering on the north, you're missing a whole lot of miles in between. So I would just say to drivers, if you don't know how your miles are calculated, what your carrier bases your paid miles on, you owe it to yourself to find out. Ask your payroll rep that pointed question. How are my miles calculated? And they're going to, what do you mean?
Right.
Well, is it household goods? Is it Rand McNally? Is it PC Miler? Is it practical route? You know, or is it address to address? Unfortunately, you're not going to get much of the address to address. They might say, yeah, address to address.
Mm-hmm.
Real easy for you to figure that one out.
Yeah. Well, a zip code is part of an address.
Yeah, well,
while we're talking about lies.
Yeah.
It is a way to determine at least a geographic area you're going to, but I would assume that that address to address is going to be the closest, other than hub miles.
Yeah, it's the closest to the actual miles driven. Now, you know, there are always going to be variables. If you have to make three trips around the pilot trying to find a place to park, that's going to add miles to the truck.
Right.
So we're going to be on. You take a right turn instead of a left turn, you got to go down and turn around and come back.
Yeah.
Right? So the address to address are going to be closest to the actual miles that you drive.
Right. I remember hearing stories, because we talked about hub miles versus address and what we're discussing right now. And the story was that there were some drivers that were driving around the parking lots, you know, driving around the terminal, driving around the distribution center or whatever, just getting 10 or 15 more miles by looping around. So I understand the need for carriers to protect themselves over some of the antics that happen out on the road.
Well, here's the other thing. Hubometers are not perfect. You can have two trucks on the exact same route from the exact same shipper to the exact same destination, and there could be a difference between the two trucks.
Yeah, yeah. So. Address to address, though, it seems to be pretty much rock solid.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's something that Rick Rail, put forward. He said, hey, listen, I'm a driver. It's important that our drivers get paid for the miles that they drive. And let's come up with this. And he challenged all of us, especially our IT team. And I hats off to our IT team because it was a big project for them to come up with it. And as part of that program, we came up with our final mile, what's called the final mile on the routing guide. And it gives you turn by turn, hey, turn in the second driveway. Don't turn in the first because you'll end up in the employee parking lot.
Yeah,
versus,
okay.
And that's all information that we've gathered from our drivers that we now share. So huge, 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 especially in this freight environment. Make sure you know how your miles are being calculated no matter where you're driving. It's important.
Your message said that today every mile matters.
And every mile matters.
It sounds like that's the approach that Rick is taking for you guys.
Absolutely.
And I bet you Rick probably drove off HHG in the past.
Oh,
maybe that's why.
I am absolutely certain he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Tim Norland hanging out with us. If you want in, give us a call. Let's go to Tim in Washington. Tim, meet Tim.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, just listening to you guys on the radio there. I like what this guy has to say, you know, about the mileage and just like they care.
Uh-oh.
So I was wondering, do you guys have anything out in Las Vegas?
Do you do flatbed?
You know, I've been driving 39 years, well, next month, 39 okay. years, but I haven't done a lot of flatbed, and I haven't done flatbed in many years.
Yeah. That's pretty much all we have out in the Vegas world right now. In fact, right now, I believe because of you know, the freight market and the freight volume, we've turned the Vegas area off. We're pretty full on drivers there. You know, we did a big project out there, the football stadium, the Raiders football stadium rail.
Oh, nice.
A lot of the steel in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that kind of has wrapped up now. There's still a ton of building going on out there, but we've kind of put our hiring in the Las Vegas area on hold for right now.
Yeah, Vegas is not the best place to truck out of, let me tell you.
I bet.
I've been an owner-operator the last 27 years, and now I'm a company guy the last 3 months. But the guys I'm working for, I'm actually doing good.
Good.
And getting a lot of miles in. Oh, yeah, I mean, they got plenty of work. And but they're out of Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And the pay's good. It's 61 cents a mile, and getting lots of miles and easy loads. It's mostly drop and hook. But, yeah, I'd like to have something close to home.
Sure.
And maybe stay closer to home. You know, I just run into Washington, Oregon, and California, so mm-hmm. I'm not running very far.
Yep. So you mentioned 61 cents a mile. How are those miles calculated? Do you know?
Yes, I know. They're not, you know, I believe it's probably zip code to zip code. I know exactly what you're talking about, the HHG and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, what they tell me what the miles are before the run, when they give me the run. So, mm-hmm. I look at that. It's pretty close. I'm not getting shorted on any miles.
Well, that's good. If you're running a lot of routes that are right along an interstate highway, you're probably a little bit better off than those irregular routes that get off on the side roads.
Yeah, you go to Texas and stuff like that. I've been to Texas many years. There's a lot of two-lane highways you can cut across. And mm-hmm. no, the miles they're paying me for is they're pretty good about making sure you get paid. They're real good about that.
That's good to hear.
Well, Tim, let me just throw this out there. Both Tims, I don't know if it's would behoove Tim in Washington just to get in your system, because you mentioned that there are developments happening all the time.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
It could be that something springs up here in the next 6 months that you'd be perfect for.
This market has been so fluid. We're turning areas on, turning areas off. But to have you in our database, what happens when we turn an area on, we immediately reach out to all the drivers in that area on our database and let them know that we've got something coming.
And I'm kind of wanting to move out of Vegas. I'm tired of all the weirdos. Say it's about the most dangerous place I've ever driven. I mean, no joke, as far as, it's very dangerous. The insurance there is high. There's a lot of crap going on. I moved there 5 years ago from Washington, and I lived in California most of my life, so I'm kind of thinking that I'm going to move.
Gotcha.
South Dakota is open for business. And Wisconsin. South Dakota, Wisconsin, all up there. Yeah,
it's too. I can't handle that. It's too cold for me. Oh, and KC, hey, I heard you earlier when you were talking about those the lies, you talking about that snappy answers to stupid questions.
Yes.
I used to have that book back in the 70s.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you said that, I couldn't believe that, because I was telling this girl about it the other day. And I don't think most people have heard of that book. And then you mentioned it.
Yeah, it was that. So funny, yeah. though, man. We spent hours as kids great. Reading those books. Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the call, Tim. Go to rail.jobs, RAIL.jobs, and check out what they got for you. And then also get in on the database at least.
Absolutely. Yep.
Do Very you important. Think that flat betting is a young man's game?
We have some. Huh. Our driver who is about to hit 6 million miles mm-hmm. is a flatbed driver.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's like 55, 60 years in trucking?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
He's still flatbedding?
Oh, he's going for 6 million, man.
Throwing tarps.
I think he's doing curtain side.
Okay, there you go. So you make flatbedding a little bit easier.
But he's still securing that cargo.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I didn't even think about that, because a curtain side is a flatbed.
That's what young flatbed drivers do. They progress to curtain side.
There
then
you go.
They progress to heavy haul. So.
You guys got an answer for everything, don't you?
Career planning. Career progression.
I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yes, sir.
But it's great to have you back, man.
Hey, it's great to be here, and I can't wait to see you in October. We're going to get a videographer to video you milking the cow, making the cheese. The
I'm going to be milking cows in Wisconsin. I can't wait. Can you get me a cheese head?
Absolutely, I can get you a cheese head.
I'll get a cheese head on there.
There you go.
All right,
it's got to go on your wall here in the studio.
There you go.
All right.
Tim Norland, Vice President of Driver Employment with the Rails. You guys have a good opportunity to learn more about their company, rail.jobs. They got some good offers for you. At least get in their database, so when you're ready for a change, they can reach out to you. That is going to do it for us on Road Dog Live. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about some regs, I believe. And it's going to be a good day. Hope you guys will join us. Same time, same place. For Mr. Michael Smith, I'm KC. You guys keep it shiny side up, dirty side down. And we'll catch you next time on Road Dog Live. I'm going